One of the things I would like to look at in, would be that, and Elaine Wagner and I have talked about this on a few occasions, there's probably a lot of people that don't know right now that we actually have a sidewalk and curb program, and that is you can apply if you need to replace your sidewalk in your curb, because right now it is the responsibility of the homeowner. And we were out in like the Flintwood area. A few of us walked through there with Dave Hayward and some others. And there's having, you know, there's some issues there, and there's issues other places. The problem with the program is that there's only so much money. And so once, you know, a few people apply for it and get it, they pay for half. The city pays for the other half to be fixed. And so I would really like to look at a way to either expand that program so that more people could take advantage of that, or this probably won't go over well, but I would like eventually to see if the city can't absorb even more of that cost, because you know, a lot of it is just wear and tear, not necessarily from the homeowner, but there's a lot of our sidewalks and curbs that right now is very, very difficult for kids or even elderly people or anybody with the ambulator walk through there. It's not always a smooth process, and it's not a there's a lot of damage. There's a lot of structural things that I think need to be fixed. And the only way that I think most people could do that is by helping them be able to accomplish that. Similar to how we did, we came up with the abandoned car program, where if you can't afford to, you know, have it removed, you know, we'll pay to get it out for you, so that it's more of a partnership.